Christ is risen. We carry in our hearts always somehow a desire that, especially when we see people around us, our relatives or our friends, close friends, people we like, that we have this desire in our heart to bring them to Christ. And many times we ask ourselves, how are we supposed to do this? And we try many times and it's not working. And so many times we reach for a book. There are many books about new evangelization. And we try to read and to learn how to do this. And if we reach for these books about new evangelization, how to approach somebody who is far from God, we can find there almost always this gospel there. Because almost each this book about new evangelization, they bring this meeting with Jesus and Samaritan woman to our attention. And they say, in this gospel, you can find a recipe how to approach the others. And they go as part after part, paragraph after paragraph, and to show us many tools, many ways how to approach. So when I realized that, and it touched me somehow, and I said, well, maybe we can choose one tool for today. Not everything, because only if you have time, I can talk, you know. But we would finish at 5. I probably one tool is enough, if you remember. And this one tool, they say that what is important is to give truth and to be firm in truth. What does it mean? Jesus met this woman, and he knew that this woman in Jews, they saw Samaritans as heretics, almost as a cult. So they didn't want to have anything with them. But Jesus engaged. And they started to talk, and this woman started to give arguments. Jesus answered, but he didn't move away from truth. His position was firm. He was showing what is truth. Even this person, this lady, could react that you are not right, I am right. And they say in these books, in these recipes for evangelization, that this is very important. When we approach somebody and we want to bring him to Christ, many times we make this mistake that we try to show our faith as an easy thing. That we put the water down, even truth, and somehow we want to make advertisement for life with Christ with this, to showing, well, you can make it, it's easy, it's not so difficult, you cannot take it so seriously, you know, you can do this. We try to put down the level of truth for the price that we don't tell whole truth, to attract people to come. And this is not correct thing. This is not how Jesus did. He really stayed in truth. Yes, it is always on the other party, you know, we are talking, if they accept this or not. But we cannot go down. We cannot betray truth in which we believe, because it doesn't help. Actually, when we do this, we are betraying Christ, we are betraying truth in which we believe, and this takes us away from God. And how then we can attract somebody to God if we, through this our evangelization, making steps away from God? It doesn't make sense. It was very interesting. Now, in somewhere in the fall, there will be another synod in the Rome. We have a lot of synods now. And the synod will be around about young people, youth. Youth and church. So church is expecting some kind of document based on this result with synod. But there's a preparation for this synod, whereas meeting of many hundreds of young people from all the world in Rome, I think it was March or February or March, I don't remember now. They were there, I think, for 1 week, and they were expressing what they want, what they expect from the church, like Pope, cardinals, the bishops were listening to them, you know, and, well, results are, it depends what kind of magazines you are reading, you know, some stress these isolated voices, and some are more serious. But one of the serious sources or reports about this meeting was that many cardinals or bishops were surprised by what young people asked for. They said, this group, it's a long paragraph, but I will put it easier. They said, stop to give us easy life. Stop to pretend that Christianity is easy. Tell us truth. Don't be afraid of that we are not able to take truth, even if it is not easy. We are tired of easy Christian faith. We want something what is truth, what is radical, what gives clear light for our life. This was something what nobody expected. Many bishops and cardinals were shocked by that. They had this intention that, well, we will find some attractive ways how to attract young people. And young people say, forget it. Tell us just truth and teach us a truth, even if it is hard. It teach us how to really follow Christ in a radical way. Don't water it down. And I think that it is there are signs that this new generation which has come in, this generation which had enough of this this way of life when we are filled with everything. New generation is coming, which is tired of this watered down Christianity, which has no impact on life, which has no demands. They want something more. And those people are around. Those people who are sick for Christ, they are looking for real life with Christ. And if we come to them with offer that, well, you know, you can, don't take it so seriously, you know, it's easy, and we want to make some kind of propaganda to make things easier, you know. There was like one lady, she told me, you know, that she was talking to one relative, younger, and she was trying to get him to the church. And she told him that, well, come to the church. And he asked her, why? You know, we have great things, you know. Some kind of festival there. They sell sausages and stuff. we have this festival, you can come, perfect sausage and food is good, good ethnic food, and you come, and what else do you have? And she started to say, and he said, well, forget it. Why you offer me food? I'm going to look for Christ. But what we do this way? If we ask why you are supposed to come to this church, how many times we say, because there is a good community, because we do a lot of activities, because of... Why not to say, because we can show you what Christ is. You can come and to learn with us how to walk towards heaven. This is what can be offered to you. And it is not easy. And it is tough. I think that we need to change our approach to this evangelization, to follow this rule Christ shows us. Stay in truth. Because true worshipers worship in truth and spirit. And God seeks these kind of worshipers. Well, we can say maybe it's too tough. Maybe I don't know what is really truth. So then look for the truth. Take catechism, not this for children, real catechism. Study, learn what is truth and follow. Don't water down teaching of the church. Don't water down commandments of Christ. Don't take easy what he says and what he teaches us. Try to be radical in your faith. And then you can really bring a lot of people to Christ. Then, only then. Several years ago, when we started this preparation for General Assembly, if you remember, we had these meetings, and there was this huge meeting. All priests of our party from all states, and we were talking, and I told them one thing, you know, in discussion. Excuse me. Talking about things and what we are supposed to do, to have greeters, to have several ministries, you know, to really to have like to entertain people. I said this will not bring people to our church, because who comes to the church, who joins the church? People who are sent by God. And we have to ask, even as our parish, if we have children and we want to send them to a school, we make research and we don't send them to a school which has bad reputation or they don't know. We are looking for the best thing for our children. And God, who created each of us, is searching for the good parishes. And be sure that God would not send one of his children to the parish where his child cannot grow in love to him. God will not send nobody. And if somebody comes and he's looking for something else, then God, that person leaves after a while. But God does not send people to a community which is not able to offer this leadership towards him. We have to be aware of this, because this is our responsibility, all of us. We have to be a community which lives in truth, even if it is hard and difficult from our understanding. And this creates space where God can, which God can use to send his children. May they can find truth and come to kingdom. Amen.